Hi, this is Radio Kate. I'm out on Brighton Pier for The Great Escape, and I have just seen Trevor Moss and Hannah Lou, who I caught two songs, maybe three songs of yours last night. I thought you were so good that I'd come out and find you, my one band I'm seeing today. So well done on your show. Can I just ask, like, how long have you guys been together?
Well, we met at university, 6 years ago, I think? And then we started a band whilst at university. And a year into that, then we started dating. And then we got married and sacked the band and started being a duo about 3 years ago, I think. So we've been singing and playing, writing songs together for about 5 years, I think.
And I just love all those harmonies. How on earth do you manage to keep them just so perfectly in time? I mean, you share one mic. Is that an intentional thing?
Yeah, we used to, with the band, share a mic every now and again, you know, pretend we're the Beatles and stuff. But it sort of started last festival season, really, when, you know, you don't really get a sound check or anything, and the monitors are always quite hard to get, and it's so important we can hear each other. So we just start singing into one mic so we can put our, you know, our mouths right near each other's ears, and it's just, you know, carried on from there, really.
So I could tell you were kind of a polished act, because every time you sort of, you know, went into the mic with your guitars, at no point did I ever think that you were going to smack heads. So, I mean, has that ever happened?
I think perhaps a few times after quite a few drinks, singing late in pubs or something, it might happen a few times, but nothing too major.
Well, if I'm wearing a hat I'm not used to wearing, if I've just got a new hat,
yeah,
I might hit you with a peep or something.
Yeah.
I try to do it on purpose, though. I try and just touch the end of her nose if I can, just try and make her laugh, you know.
He's often just touching his nose on my nose and things and trying to put me off. So. But no, haven't had too many headbutting accidents yet.
And have you had a good time at The Great Escape this year?
Yeah, we've had a lovely time. We came down yesterday and we've stayed in our camper van a couple of miles out on a campsite. So it's really nice to not have to get the train home or stay in a hotel this weekend and things. And
where are you usually based?
In Kent, really. But say that, we haven't been there for quite a long time. We've been on the road for so long now. But in Kent when we have some time off.
And because I'm no muso, so I'm really, the one thing I really struggle with is, you know, when you try and say exactly what genre a piece of music is, because some people get so like hyper specific that I just have no idea what they're talking about. Science terms, I'm fine. Music, not so good. So how would you describe what you do?
In science terms?
No, any old music terms, please.
I don't know, really. Well, we used to be a much more traditional sort of bluegrass and country things. I suppose a lot of the harmonies are sort of based there, but now I think, especially with the new record, we've developed it a bit more. I'd say, you know, for want of a better word, we're just sort of songwriters now, but we've certainly come from a folk and bluegrass background as such.
And where do you get the inspirations from your songs? I'm particularly thinking now of the Cheap Wine song.
Last time, we didn't write that one, actually.
Oh, no. Did you not?
You're not the first person to say that, so...
I couldn't help thinking of my... This is terrible. I kept thinking of my granny.
I think of my mum.
I think of my mother-in-law.
It's a guy called Charlie Parr who wrote that song, and we just fell in love with the lyrics when we heard it. We've kind of arranged it quite differently to him. His is quite a bluesy standard, the way he plays it. But no, we absolutely love that song. But
yeah, I love the harmonies in that one.
Thank you. But no, the lyrics are nice.
Yeah, we did a gig with him in London last year. And back then I was making an online radio show from our folk club we used to run, and we did a special with him, and he taught us that song and did it on our radio show, and we've stolen it.
And the other one that was really, really catchy, which again stuck in my head from last night to today, which means that it must be a good song, this is how I, again, shouldn't admit this, this is how I judge Eurovision songs. If I can remember how it goes by the end of the judging, it's a catchy song. But yours I could remember, and I now can't remember the name of it. Making it count.
Making it count,
that's
yeah.
It.
Well, that's the whistle test, isn't it? That's the you can whistle it after you've sung it. The old whistle test.
And that one is yours.
That's ours.
Hooray!
Yeah.
Because I really like that one too.
All the rest of them are ours. Yeah.
Yeah. That song. What's it about? I suppose the verses are really about sort of searching, really, for, you know, why it is you do what you do, you know, in broad terms. But I suppose, you know, for us being musicians, you know, it's one of those, you know, what's the point of doing it, sort of thing. And the chorus is, you know, it's not about falling in love, it's, you know, making it count, you know. It's that's about it. You can hit listen to it, I suppose.
And so what's coming up for you guys next?
Well, we've just most of the songs we play today are on our new album that we recorded in the winter, which comes out on Heavenly Recordings, so the people who have put today on. And so that comes out on June the 20th. So in all throughout June we'll be touring. We've got loads of festivals over the summer. We're doing a canal boat tour for a week in June, leading up to Glastonbury. So just busy keeping up, being on the road all summer, really.
And I'm sorry, I'm one of those terrible London types. Are you playing in London at any point? I can come and see you.
We are. We have our next show is probably our album launch, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's at the Lexington. Is that the 16th of June?
June the 16th
at the Lexington, which is not far from King's Cross.
Excellent. And how do we find you online?
It's just trevormossandhanaloo.com.
That's wonderful. Thank you ever so much.
Thanks a lot.